Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Tirica here on Sunday, June 21st, 2015. Welcome to everyone who is joining for the first time and those of you who have been joining from week to week for the past year or two. I can't remember when we started, but it's been fun, and we always, time flies when we have fun, right? So today is a really powerful day to be together because it's a Sunday, for one, and that in this program, Sundays with Sue Tirica, Sunday represents our soul. And the soul, the sun rules Sunday, and so the sun illuminates what it is that our soul would like us to know. And it makes sense that most people who are in the workforce, they take Sundays off. And they take time to reflect and relax and contemplate and then get started, get ready for the start of the week ahead. So traditionally in different cultures, you know, spiritual practices are really beneficial on a Sunday. So the soul is represented by the sun's energy. And then also the Father. It's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to everybody out there who are fathers, or, you know, your fathers are here on the earth plane or maybe on other planes since they've passed in this lifetime. So it's a great time to tap into the energy that of the Father represents. And it's also a great time to tap into the energy of the spiritual father. So someone who has been a mentor for you, maybe not your biological father or the father who raised you. It doesn't have to be your biological father, but it can be someone who mentored you or who you're studying with on the spiritual path, or who tends to be an authority figure in your life, the go-to person who you can get some really solid advice and, you know, that support for pat on the back that you're doing okay and you know, you can move forward. So it's time to pray to God the Father and, you know, your spiritual teacher, Dr. Pillai. So we can connect with all of that when we go into our meditation, which we will do in a few minutes. It's also a summer solstice. So wherever you are in the world, that depends, you know, that it's a vortex of time. But in the West here, in North America, the summer solstice means it's the longest day of the year. Over on the other side of the world, Australia, it's the shortest day of the year. But I don't know if it's summer there. Maybe it's winter there. Anyhow, so the solstice means that this is an energy vortex, meaning that there's a lot of spiritual energy that is available for us to tap into and then use that spiritual energy to cleanse the body, the mind, and the soul. So it's going to happen anyways, whether we're aware of it or not. But the more we become aware of these vortexes of spiritual energy as we go along in our lives, we can prepare ourselves in a way that is will give us a more fulfilling and more rewarding outlook in our everyday life and also in life in general. We'll start to see things progress in a more natural way because we won't be going against the flow or be not even knowing what the flow is and then just kind of scrambling down the rapids of it and bouncing off things and saying, geez, I wonder why that's happening. So that's what we're here to do in Sundays with Sue Tirica, is to give a forecast of the month ahead. The sun transits every sign each month. And so the sun has transited into the third house, the natural third house of the zodiac, which is Gemini. And Gemini is all about the intellect and making things to happen. It's ruled by the air sign, or the air element. So things can go really lightly and like light as air. And it's a thinking sign. So it allows us to see all perspectives. And there's a great write-up that Radha, our Vedic astrologer, did, and I hope that you read it. and find it to be a good guideline for this month. It's on the blog that we have. And so the main thing is that you want to go inside and then think about things in your life where you would like to have a breakthrough, and then it will help to cultivate that courage, because it's in the natural third house. So third house is all about courage, and then siblings or friends, young friends, can also be competitors or rivals. So you have something to grow from. If we don't have anything to help us to grow, to challenge us, that's what a competitor or rival does. It challenges us to come up with more innovative ideas or ways to approach different things in life. And then it can help with all kinds of different things. So you can read about that on the blog. And then you kind of get a heads up of what is lying ahead in this month to come, until at least the middle of next month, when the sun will transit into another sign. So Father's Day, summer solstice, and the sun represent, the sun also is associated with the father. So that's interesting. So without, the father and the mother, we wouldn't be born into this world. So the father is, produces the sperm to meet the egg, and there we are, so it represents this ability to light up, to energize our lives, to activate, to take action in our lives. And then when we have that activation and we have that sense of this is a fresh new start. So if you've had challenges with your relationship with your father in the past, and you can't possibly at this point in time come to some sort of resolution or some sort of peaceful existence or communication with each other, at least you can do something, praying for the father, and to give him peace, and then also praying for yourself to let go of all that stuff that has been pent up, and you keep pushing it down, saying, no, I'm good with it. It's been like 20, 30, 40 years. No, there's no relationship. Doesn't matter. But that is still there. And whether you agree with it or not, this is what we're here to do, too, is find our blind spots, that stuff that we can't see. Because when we don't acknowledge that it's there, or we cover it up, at this time, whether you realize it or not, or whether you're aware of it or not, it's cooking like a volcano. And who knows when it's going to erupt, but one day it will. And it will happen, totally unexpectedly. It won't be, in some cases it will be very devastating. In other cases it will be like, what the heck? I just watched a movie, or I read a book, or somebody said something, or I saw someone who looked like my father, and all of a sudden, whoo, out of nowhere, we're just like, blah, and that can be really the start of a new outlook on your relationship with your father. And then you can start to take the steps, and however you're going to take that. So if that isn't something that you're able to do right now, then at least participate in praying for the Father. In your meditation today, you can pray for the Father. I just went on to Ply Center, and they have an interactive fire lab for Dattatreya, and that is God the Father of Men. So there's a story about it. We'll talk about it during the question and answer period, open discussion after the meditation. So if you haven't yet participated in anything and you want to do that through AstroVed, all those services are closed because they have to, submit your name and your birth star into those, and that is finished. It's closed for the day, but I just went on to the Pillai Center and went into the Father's Day. There's an interactive fire lab. So that's still available. And it'll be happening at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time tonight, Sunday, June 21st, or 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And that coincides with the timing of June 22nd at 6:30 a.m. IST, India Standard Time. So We have several hours to participate in that. So jump on there. And then what happens is if you're not able to watch it live, you can watch it, the recording afterwards. But at those times, you can log into your Fly Center account and then watch the Vedic specialists take you through that fire lab. And you will feel the connection with your father, because this is the intention. It's to bring the energy of the father and all the forefathers. So the fathers who have gone before in that lineage, and also even extended beyond the biological father, is the father of all. So it's quite a profound experience, and I'm happy that it's still available for people to jump on. And if you've never experienced a fire lab, or you haven't done it in a while, you know, you haven't participated in the service for a while, you know, get a boost, because today is the summer solstice, and the summer solstice, again, is a vortex where you can get the energy of the sun that represents the father. It also represents the soul. It's on a Sunday. So everything is lined up for beautiful purification of all that negative pent-up stuff, and it can go in an instant. And that's what happens, is when we participate in these services that are so supercharged, and they're done in the right place at the right time with the right intention and the right people. And Dr. Pillai, again, I was sharing with other calls this week and members in other programs, where the secret is that Dr. Pillai will give a very powerful mantra or invocation that the priest, the Vedic specialist, can do. So Father's Day ceremonies can happen across the board, across the globe, and they can all have the same components, or it looks like the same components of these kind of fire labs, interactive fire labs, or they call them havans or homas, or, you know, fire rituals in India. And so that can look all the same, but then the secret comes with the guru's grace. The spiritual master will say, this is the download. This is what the Siddha lineage is giving us to give to the individuals participating in this fire lab, in this ceremony, and then to bless them and their fathers in this case, or the people who are participating in this summer solstice. So there will be a specific secretive invocation going on, and it won't be known, or maybe sometimes it is announced, but it doesn't matter, because the energy is coming through. And then not only is it done, you know, the people who are sponsoring this fire lab, that they are getting the benefits of the whoever they're sponsoring for, the father, forefathers, whoever it is, then it's also going for the globe. The whole intention of these fire labs is for the people to who are sponsoring them, but also on a global level, everyone coming together, and that collective consciousness will boost the consciousness of the whole world. So that's a fun thing to participate in and see unfold. Dr. Pillai is a spiritual scientist. He has these tools, these spiritual tools, this technology that will get to the soul's level and cleanse the karma that is blocking your progress in your daily life. So it's really important to get the blessings of the Father today. Just as it was important, we talked about it in Mother's Day, it's so important to get the blessings of the Father, no matter what the relationship was. Now, what about if your father has passed? You can still participate in tarpanam offerings. And tarpanam is that, you know, the black sesame seed and the rice grains, or the powder some people use. And then you do a special prayer to your ancestors. And, you know, you can include your father today and then pray for his souls to be cleansed, all those souls of your father and forefathers to be cleansed and to be at peace, and then to evolve to higher realms and bless you in return. And you can make a prayer, you know, I'm sorry if I've done whatever I've done, knowingly or unknowingly, you know, I hope you'll forgive me, and then I also forgive you for whatever you did, knowingly or unknowingly, and let's just be at peace, right? And you will feel some shift inside of you. Maybe you might even have some emotional release. Maybe you might feel some pressure in the body. We'll talk about all those kinds of things when we open up the call and have, you know, members discussing their experiences, which is very helpful for everyone here. So those are that's sort of the background or the foreground, however you want to look at it. This is setting the stage for today's meditation, and the energy that's coming in today is really, really powerful. So if you're here today live, or if you're listening to the recording, you know, be open to receive the blessings of the Father, the blessings of the Sun, S-U-N as in that big ball in the sky, big fire in the sky, your soul, so your soul lineage, your genetic, the genes, the Father, the forefathers, all the fathers that have gone before you, and your spiritual father. So whether that is, you know, a guru or someone that you know as a spiritual father who has passed, who is here in this lifetime, Dr. Pillai, can be any, you know, saint or sage or god or archetype from any culture, any tradition. Whoever that is that resonates with you, it might be, it might change, you know, from time to time, from week to week, as we go deep into these meditations. Because any time we meditate, we come together and meditate, whether we're doing it on our own, in our own place or space, wherever we are, or whether we are coming together online as a group, as a global community, the spirit doesn't need to, you know, buy a ticket and show up at the door. The spirit is all over the place. It has no bounds. So when you go into that state of meditation, you'll feel presence around you. So the presence might be, you know, masters that you have studied with in the past, or, you know, maybe previous lifetimes and then, or in this lifetime, and you can feel their presence and their support. They're all eyes are looking at you and protecting you. And, you know, because there's going to be some things coming out that are, you know, maybe hidden in our baby toe. And it's so far away from us that we don't know it's there. It can be just at the surface, you know, cooking like a volcano and ready to poo, explode. Hopefully there's no one around and going to get hurt. Just kidding. So, you know, this is a time where the masters come around or the spiritual beings come around you and support you for whatever you're going to process, so you can still be intact at the end of the meditation, but something has, you know, been released from you on some level. And it can be you can go to a different plane and avoid all that physical stuff. And then you come back, but then you've got to integrate that energy, and you might, you know, down the road have a little experience. So however it works for you, that's fine. And be okay with it, because it's all about you. Nobody's watching. So when you go into your state of meditation, go in with an intention. And today's intention is to cleanse the soul, get the blessings of the Father, the spiritual Father, and all the lineage, the blessings of the Son. Okay? So that's going to be a purification process. And however that works, looks, or is experienced by you is totally what needs to be experienced by you. If you have no experience, perfect. You might have it tomorrow or the next day or somewhere down the road. And that's fine. So when we're going to go through this meditation, also a tremendous amount of energy will come in. So there will be incredible blessings coming in from the Sun. So you might feel kind of like electrified or enlightened, and you'll feel it tingling, or you feel some sensation or heat, or maybe just like a sunny, beautiful sunny day, and you'll just feel brightened, and your energy will lift. Sun represents growth and intelligence. So maybe something will come in and you notice it for the very first time. Oh my God, I have been meditating and meditating and meditating. I didn't notice this till this moment in time. And that's the beauty of always coming in every week or any time you do a meditation, you go in with a beginner mind as if you're just born into your meditation practices. And you're just starting for the very first time. And you're just wondering, oh my God, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And then as you go with that, you start to go deeper into yourself and remove the limitations internally. People always say, oh, I can't progress on my spiritual path. How do you know? You haven't let go yet. You're not allowing yourself to go past what you already know. And that's the beauty of Dr. Pillai's teachings is this next year is going to be, starting in, this month coming up. He's going on tour for a few cities. He's going to be in San Diego, I believe, and then he'll be in New York next weekend, then San Diego area, California area, and then he will be in Europe and then the UK and India too. So these next 3 months, it's quite an unprecedented time to be with Dr. Pillai because he just recently said, I'm semi-retired and I don't know when I'm going to go out on circuit again. And because people have been saying, please come to my city, come to my city. So he's decided, okay, I'm hearing the call. So all of these of you who are saying, please come to my city, there it is. There's an opportunity. And even if it's not your city, there are more opportunities to go and see him in person. So when he's traveling around, he's not just going to a hotel or an event, some facility, and then sitting in front of people and doing some meditations. He's bringing in a tremendous amount of energy, and that energy or that spiritual intelligence becomes the ultimate teaching. It becomes in-the-moment teaching. And so in the moment teaching will reveal to each and every one of us what it is that our soul wants to connect with. So that's what the guru does. It dispels the darkness. It dispels what we are blocking our own selves with. We have a limitation. We only have a limited understanding of what we are doing at any given moment in time and how we are thinking. And we have to go, what did he say the other day? It was Lisa Gar. It was a show that he had gone on. You can check it out on Apply Center. And he said we have to get into, and I'm not sure if this is the correct number, but it's a crazy number, 3,340,000th of a second. That's milli, 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 millisecond in order to connect with the divine. And with that very short period of time, super, super small window of time, fraction, zap, like flash of a light, lightning, happens so fast. That's all we need to create a new reality for ourselves. Big bang happens in boop. First there was darkness and then bang, there it is. Creation happened. So, this is what he wants us to get into, is that we have to conceive the inconceivable. So go beyond all our knowledge of whatever our meditation has been up until this point in time, whether you're meditating 5 minutes before this call or whatever. Like I was listening to my meditation, the mantras, just playing, and I closed my eyes and I went, I don't even know what mantra this is. I was just had this intention to, okay, just push me beyond now. That's, my goal is for the ultimate teaching, this year of ultimate teachings, is to be present in the moment anytime. Whether I'm meditating or not, to just be present to myself and how I'm just about to interact the same old way with someone, or think the same old thoughts about something else, because I already know how this is all going to roll out, because I know everything about this situation. So I was in my meditation, and I just went, oh my God, what is this mantra? And because I was so out of what the mantra was, I just had gone into this deep state. And the mantra guided me to that deep state. And like a flash, I was back out of it because I was like, oh, what is this? So there I was in my monkey mind. But in that moment, all this energy came in. And then I'm able to come on the call with everybody and, go through some technique with you, which we'll do right now. And for those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the recording that will be posted to the blog whenever you're ready to do that. I just checked on Pillai Center, and there's a message from Dr. Pillai, although I believe it's recorded. So you're welcome to go and watch that. It's a message for Father's Day, or you can check it out after the call if you want to stay on the call for the open discussion. I thought it was a live viewing, but I don't think it is. Because it's saying just go to this, click on this for the message. So that is at Pillai Center, and it's under the live hangouts. So there's a Father's Day message. Yeah. So you can go do that, or we'll keep this call going, and then if you have any questions or comments, or you want to join after, you can listen to the message too on Fly Center and then come back if you want, if we're still online. It's up to you. All right, so we will open the line now for that discussion portion of the call. Maybe some people have some things to share about their practice today, their experience with the Father, or whatever it is that you want to share or ask a question about. So all you need to do is press *6 and then the line is open for you.
Sujarita?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, it's Jeff in New York.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
How are you?
Good. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I really enjoyed that meditation. It was great.
Yeah? What was so great about it?
I called in the Divine Father, and I just thought it was a good meditation. I enjoyed it. I have something that I'm gonna share with you and your listeners. I think it's a pretty good story.
Please.
Yeah. As you know, I had an aunt who recently passed away.
Yes.
And About 5 or 6 weeks ago, I was visiting her, and she was in a nursing home, and without going into too much details, she they weren't taking very good care of her.
Oh dear.
And I said a prayer that she be relieved of her pain and suffering, and a couple days later, I was at work, and I know this nun at work who I see all the time, but I haven't really talked to her much, and something said to me to go out and talk to her, so I did, and turns out this nun was, she was a caretaker at a hospice, and I was speaking to her, I called my uncle who was taking care of my aunt, and I said, Bill, go check this place out. It's in Hawthorne, which is very close to where he lives and see if we can get Judy, who was my aunt, in there. And you know, he went up to see the place and he liked it a lot, but he told me that there was a 6-month waiting list for her to get in.
Oh.
And the next day after I talked to my uncle, I saw the nun again at work, and I said that we have my aunt on the waiting list for your hospice, but there's a 6-month waiting list. And my friend the nun said, I'll see what I can do. And 2 days later, my aunt was put into this hospice. And the last couple of weeks of her life, they took really, really, really good care of her. And she was, you know, she was bathed twice a day, and she was always clean. And, you know, I don't know if her pain and suffering was relieved, but it was greatly reduced. And, you know, I thanked, you know, heaven for helping me get her in there. And the next day, I was at my foot doctor, of all people, and she had this pamphlet on her desk, the Prayer of Divine Mercy for the Dying Soul. And the day before my aunt died, I said this prayer. It's a very long prayer, and there's a rosary and stuff. And the next day after I said the prayer over my aunt, she died. So, you know, I think I learned a lot. You know, when you pray, you know, you have to let go of the results, and you also have to follow guidance. You have to take action. You know, nothing would have happened for my aunt if I didn't say hello to that nun. And
right.
Yeah. So, you know, it was kind of like a little, I don't know, miniature example of, you know, how heaven works. I mean, you have to be specific when you pray, but you also have to take action. You have to follow guidance, which I did. And so that was a little story that I wanted to share with you and all your listeners. You have to, you know, I could do, you know, all the mantras all day long, but if I don't follow guidance, not a lot's going to happen. So in this particular case, I did follow guidance, and it really worked out very well for my aunt and for my uncle and, you know, everybody involved. So I just wanted to share that. That was something that happened recently with me. And I also I'm one of the lucky ones who's going to go see Dr. Pillai in New York City next weekend.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. I'm so excited about it. You know, I live right above New York City. I got a hotel room where it is, so I'm going to go there Friday night. So for Saturday, I'm going to be well rested, and I don't have to do any traveling.
That's so great! And it's the first time you're meeting him.
Well, I hope, you know, it's the first time I'm going to go to a seminar with him, but I hope I'm going to get a chance to meet him too. So you know, because I'd like to talk to him. I'm really looking forward to it. So that's next Saturday. But
and did you think that you would be able to have gone this so soon?
Well, when I first started talking to you, I said, you know, boy, I'd really like to meet him. And, you know, he was in India, and I was like, you know, and you said, you never know, you just might meet him sooner than you think. And you were right, because I'm going to meet him. I'm going to meet him on Saturday, so, you know, a week from yesterday. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, it's really great sharing, Jeff, and thank you so much. You know, again, I'm sorry to hear about your aunt, but it sounds like you said, you tapped into this energy that was kind of like this divine prayer being, you know, received.
Yeah, and you know, specifically, I asked Mary, I do a lot of mantras to, the Hindu deities, but I do a lot of prayers to Mary. And, I think Mary who, I know for sure, the name of the hospice was Rosary Hill. And I do rosaries every day. And, I just know that Mary was involved, and I asked Mary, to relieve her suffering because, she was, it was the end of her life. She wasn't, was the end of her life, but still she was at a nursing home and they weren't, taking good care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So it was a lot of, divine synchronicity happened. Yeah, yeah.
It's a great sharing. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Yes, and so just for everyone listening, it works if you work it.
Right on.
Yeah. All right, Sucharita. So are you going to be with Dr. Pillai on Saturday in New York?
I'll be there in spirit, but I want to hear from you.
All right, well, I'm going, and I'll definitely let you know, and I'm going to, because the girl Maria, she said, talk to the people around him, tell him that you want to meet him. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do everything I can to talk.
Even if that doesn't pan out, you never know. Like, some people have met him in the hallways, or sometimes he sits during the seminar right before a break. He will just sit in his chair, and then some people approach him at the stage or wherever that platform is that he's sitting. And he will stay, and he will take a lineup of questions, from people or whatever. So,
well,
I just know.
I'm very, very excited about this. So I'm going to do what I can to make it happen, where I can actually talk to him. But I'll let you know.
Definitely, it'll be great.
All right, Sucharita, have a good day to you and all your viewer listeners.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye. Yeah, that's great. You can feel the excitement, and that's what the Guru's grace does. It moves through us so that, as Jeff was saying, we can do all the mantras, we can do all the prayers, but we also have to take action. And that's what Dr. Pillai is all about. He's about having that 200% life going. So do your spiritual practices to get clarity. And then with clarity, you can take the action that you can see in front of you. There's lots of options, but we can't grasp them because we're not resonating with that clarity, that sense of being able to take the step and create that outcome. So, and then as Jeff said, he prayed to Mary. He prays to the Hindu goddesses. That's fine. It's that energy is the divine feminine. In this case today, with Father's Day, pray to God the Father, whoever or whatever that is for you, and allow it to be revealed too. Because sometimes we have this preconceived, notion that, okay, I'm going to pray specifically to this God, and then we'll have this whole other visual happening. Because there's another being that says, hey, you really want to pray to me? I'm part of that whole masculine force that's coming through, but pay attention to me because I can help you out here, right? It's like as if we had a toothache, and instead of going to the dentist, we went to, our lawyer's office. Could be the same bill. Amount. I'm just kidding. So, but it's not quite the same service, right? So, we want to be open to receive whoever or whatever guidance is coming, and then take that guidance as this is the direction that you can go next. It's not like this is the only way. It's just what you need to do next. Take the next step, and it will be the thing that will help the situation, the issue, whatever it is, to be fulfilled. And I'm so happy to hear that Jeff is going to New York, because he had just emailed me like about a week ago saying, I don't know if it's possible for me to go in 1 week. The divine will just make those possibilities come to be. And it'll do it in a way that is just really smooth. Even if you're at the seminar, whether you're at New York or whether you go to the one in, you know, on the coast in California, there's going to be a few events not yet posted, I don't think. And then there's going to be the Guru Purnima, which is the night of the full moon, night of the Guru. It's a 5-day seminar that Dr. Ply is putting on in Mount Shasta in California. And there are people who aren't able to go in person, but there's now that's being made available is you can get the, you can call in and get the teachings through that service. So the divine is always hearing your prayers if you take the action as well. So everyone here that joins every week, they are kind of following what's going on with the teachings, with Dr. Pillai, you know, where he's showing up in the world. Someone just pinged me during the meditation. They said, actually two people from India, and they said, Dr. Pillai is coming to India. And that's so exciting in August. So he'll be there in August in a few different cities in India, and then he'll also be in the UK and I believe Germany, maybe even another European country we don't know yet. That's all being worked out. And then, you know, coming back for Guru Purnima. Well, actually, that'll be before that. So, you know, for the next 2 to 3 months, there's tremendous opportunities that have opened up, whereas before he was only being available in person maybe once, twice a year. So, so if you can, you know, put that in your prayer. And then even if you go to those events and you're not able to speak to him in ask your, you know, your personal questions or whatever it is, you just sitting in the presence, he is going to be speaking to your soul. And then so many people have said, my problem got resolved. I just felt something shift, and then when I got home from the seminar, I traveled back to my home country or city, whatever it is, and the whole life changed. Why? Why would that happen? Because sitting in that presence or being with the spiritual master, you're receiving what they call darshan. And darshan is this exchange of spiritual energy that's activating your consciousness. You're bringing to your awareness what it is that you're doing that's blocking your own progress. We're always saying, oh, that person is blocking my progress. Or it's because of this in the past, or this in the present, or this same old, same old. Yeah, I've been there, done that. That is getting trapped in already knowing, limited knowledge. It may be true, but you're staying in that trapped feeling. You trap yourself in that. Create your own blocks and obstacles and then justify it. And absolutely, there is a truth to it. But we all know that there's different perspectives, and those can all be true too. So who's right and who's wrong, or who's true, less true, more true, truest? It doesn't matter, right? We have to take the action that we want. So what precedes the action is the thought. So we have to catch ourselves and just say, stop judging that situation. Putting that stop on there that says, here I go again, blah, 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 and justifying it. Just stop. And in that instant of stop, you don't even know that you're doing it because it's kind of like this obsessive compulsive, you know, I'm saying this and it's right and da, da, da. And yes, it might be, but it's keeping you locked in to that state of being that it's preventing your own progress, and you can't even help yourself to do it. We all do it. And how to get out of it is to, in that moment that it's happening, just to stop it. That's the first step, stop. So how do you stop it? You just close your eyes, shut it out. And then go inside, and then you ask you know, you can go into a mantra or a meditation or a prayer or something else and just say, please release this. Whatever this keeps, this stream of thought, this mindset, this train of thought, this always knowing how it's going to go, analyzing till you're paralyzed, stuck. So stop that, go inside, and then ask for divine guidance. And in, as Dr. Ply says, it will be in 3,340,000 of a second, a fraction, fraction, minute, so minute flash of intelligence that will come and zap. It will cut through that barrier. And that's what we want to do, is we want to expand that limited, that limitation that we've put on ourselves. And we can say, well, I used to be way worse, or way, you know, I used to stop myself, blah, blah, blah. Why are you even going backwards? We're going forward here. Yes, it's good to see where you've gone so that you know you're progressing. But then if it's something that it's really important and you really, really want it to happen, then that thought pattern has to be stopped. And then a new thought gets zing in that second implanted. It becomes the seed. It's more powerful because it's coming from the divine. It's coming from mantra-driven, prayer-driven, spiritual-driven. And then keep moving more thoughts, visualize you being there. You don't know how it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And you go with that train of thought, and then the divine says, oh, good, you got yourself unstuck. Okay, good, you're over on this track now. Boom. It will take you down that path or up the mountain or whatever, you know, however you see that, shooting straight up to the moon. Yay. You know, you want it to be that exhilarating and that transforming, that extraordinary happening, right? That's incredible. That's living beyond mediocrity, as Dr. Ply says. We live, a lot of people live in mediocrity, meaning not so much like from a prosperity sense, but it's like they limit themselves by what their bank account says or what their friends say, what even they say about themselves. So, and then be ready for that to continue to be cultivated. And then, you know, blast away any thoughts that are not supporting it. So if you find yourself, even though, okay, here I've set my goal, and then all of a sudden you find yourself gossiping with your friend about someone in family or someone, friends or whatever, you're pulling all that energy into some negative conversation as if it is like a commercial break, right, from the movie. That happens. As Dr. Ply says, you know, gossip is kind of, you know, enjoyable. But then after a while, it's like you have to look at it and say, well, I really don't enjoy that. It's not really, you know, contributing to my life. It's like a commercial break. Right, doesn't really do anything for me. So, and that actually makes me mad. No, that doesn't happen in real life. Yes, it, you know, you can go on and on. You get what I mean. So move towards your you know, beautiful life that you want to manifest, and not just somewhere down the road when that thing gets manifest, then my life will look like this. Yes, have the big picture, but also every step of the way, because life is going to throw you curveballs. You know, like Jeff was saying, his aunt is dying. That's a curveball in life. He's going along his life, like doing his life, and then this thing is happening, and that is makes him to feel like, oh my God, you know, I want my aunt to live a more beautiful life out of pain and suffering for however long it is, even if it was only that day, right? But then all these events happen, and that when that happens, then we know. Then we have this understanding, and it helps us to cultivate our faith. Even when we don't see the results in our life, maybe that we want to see in our life, those side events can help us to understand, oh my God, when I'm praying for another, and wholeheartedly, and without attachment to it, because sometimes we can't do anything more about it. other than to be open to receive the next guidance or message or thing that might happen that could contribute to uplifting that person's circumstance. And then when we have those pockets of this, you know, that faith, that cultivating the faith, then we'll be able to fill us up with these good feelings about connecting to the divine. Look, it just happened here. Look, it just happened there. And it's like we're investing in it. And then our savings bank account of all that good energy and all those miracles that have happened over time. And then we say, oh, I'm living in that consciousness. Because I know if I apply that consciousness to my situation, I'm going to have a breakthrough. I mean, we're our worst enemies, right? Like we say it's someone else is doing it to us, but really we will, if something doesn't happen, we feel like a failure. If something doesn't happen, we blame it on someone. If something doesn't happen, you know, we're afraid. Really, when you look at your health, relationships, finances, your progress in your work life, maybe you're afraid of success. Oh my God, what would it be like? And you don't even know it, right? You just wish that you had, what other people have. And then that creates negativity because you don't have it. So that, as many of the masters will say, you know, pray for others and be happy about others' progress. And then that will, permeate through and through you. And all of a sudden you'll be cultivating that energy for other people. And then it's coming back to you because you're putting it out there, so that's coming back to you. But if you're saying, oh, that guy is a whatever, I could do a better job than that guy, or why do I have to do work under these people or this project or this job or, you know, this level? You know, I don't want their job, but definitely they can't do their job. It's kind of fun when we look at it that way. Or, you know, not just your job. I'm just saying your job because most of us spend 8 to 10 hours a day doing that thing. That's pretty much our day. And some of the hours are family and some of the hours are, you know, doing our biological things and just to sustain ourselves. And then maybe there'll be a few minutes for meditation, where it should be just meditation all the time, right? Does it mean that we're sitting on cushions all day and om, om, oming? No. We can be doing mantras. We can be thinking about the divine. We can be reflecting on nature, because that's an expression of the divine. We can be looking for God or goddess or divine feminine, divine masculine in every single person who we interact with. There's churches, there's mosques, there's temples, there's synagogues, and they all, everywhere we go in life, it's across the world. And there's always some message, you know, that comes. Even if we just walk by one or drive by one, there's something divine about it. So those are just physical structures. Or we've got the internet now. You don't even have to leave your home. Or if you do leave your home, you got your phone. And you just log on and you go, okay, I need to be inspired right now. And it will take you to that very thing that will inspire you. And it might not be related to, like, spirituality in the sense of religion or prayer or meditation, something. It might be a movie. Mm-hmm. Or your favorite shoes just got on sale for 70% off. That's totally inspiring. Because you never would have thought you could ever afford those. And then you thank God that you got that message right away and that it was affordable for you, because it never would. So that's how the divine works in very mysterious ways to bring you that 200% life. When you're logged on to the divine, you're contemplating the divine in everything, then we are all truly contributing to our own little piece of heaven on earth. And then collectively, we are going to create that. You can see in the world, if you just, you know, if you're watching the internet, the news, or TV, or whatever it is, most of it is just so confusing. You know, there's a lot going on. So it's like Dr. Pillai has said, the governments aren't going to do anything. The education system isn't going to do anything. The, you know, significant. It will go through paperwork and maybe take some years. Science isn't going to do it. Yeah, okay, great idea, but how long does it take for the thing to change? You know, that's the system that's set up. Fine. The system is set up. It has been like that forever and ever. Amen. Then how do spiritual people evolve? They're pretty radical, right? They just know, okay, that's part of the world. That's how the world works. So I will avoid situations that might blow me up on any level, either physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and move as freely as possible within the guidelines of the systems. Because I can't wait till 20 years when they, you know, something changes in economics or in education. So they become, as you are, as we all are, as we become more aware, we start to attract others really in a bizarre way in some cases. In actually most cases. It was so unusual. I just ran into so-and-so, and then so-and-so was there, and then they connect me to so-and-so, and then so-and-so, and so-and-so, and then we change the world. Amen. I sound like I'm in church or something. You know, amen is just another word for om. So maybe God is coming in very unusual and mysterious and exciting ways and innovative ways for all of us to transform our everyday life and play in that realm of miracles. Because we can all use reasons and excuses why we are stuck in some system or in this body that is not functioning in its optimally, and it's growing old, and it's you know, breaking down, and all the rest. We keep praying, and then when we come together collectively, prayers are so powerful. When we pray for other people who are on the path or in our lives, and we hear other people's experiences, we feel that as a part of our own life, and that collective consciousness will trickle out into those around us, and then there's no judgment on it. There's nothing that we really hope that that person has a breakthrough. We really hope that that person gets what they want, and then in that, that energy comes back to us, and those people are praying for us that we don't know. And then all of a sudden that energy, the spirit is moving so much that it's saying, oh, okay, so-and-so is praying for so and so. Okay, great. This collective now can go back to this person or back to that person. So it's creating that consciousness and being a part of it that gets to be that exciting knowing without knowing who said what and did what that has helped us all to move forward with our everyday life. Someone wanted to come onto the call. You just press star 6 if you wanted to say something. Does anyone have anything to share about Father's Day? Maybe some people who have been following Dr. Pillai for a while, and then they observe Father's Day in a whole new way, or every year, and how that may have affected their relationship with their father, or whatever you want. For those of you who are looking at the week ahead, we have, so today's summer solstice, Father's Day. I'm looking at the Astrovet calendar. If you go to astrovet.com, you can see the calendar there. And you just can click on it, and it will have, or you can go to the events calendar, and also Ply Center has it as well. And then you can see what's happening the week ahead as far as rituals, remedies, services that are offered through either Ply Center or Astrovid. And you can see that there's a Nataraj Abhishekam, and that happens about six times of the year. And Nataraj is the dancing Shiva, and it represents the ability to keep the ego down. So the ego is the thing that says, I know, this is how it is. It doesn't matter what you say, or he says, or she says, or anyone says, or the divine says. I will do whatever I need to do. And generally speaking, that doesn't work out. So the Nataraj is the dancing Shiva. He's in this fire of ring of fire is around him while he's dancing. He's got one foot on the ego. That's just it's just not killing it, but it's because then you'd be dead. But it's keeping it down. See, because it's unintelligent behavior, meaning that it's just limited intelligence. And that limited intelligence keeps doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. So, Nataraj Abhishekam is a time to, you know, pray to Lord Shiva to destroy the negativity that is within ourselves and in our way of thinking that blocks our progress. And then it also helps us to create a new cycle of being and then helps sustain that creation or protect that creation or maintain, bring the right people to you so that you can move forward and until you get the momentum going. So it's kind of like a turning of the wheel of Dharma, you know, it's keeping you on the track of Dharma rather than getting you off track and caught up in forgetting that it's the divine that's guiding you and instead of you thinking, oh yeah, I'm doing it all. Yes, you are. You're taking the steps, but you're also, you can take steps that, you know, you fall off a cliff, or you can take steps that you're just on the edge of something wonderful or something awful, or you can just get solid footing, and the solid footing happens to be in the divine. Like, you know, there's a poem in the Bible or in Christianity where, you know, you're walking along the beach and you can see two sets of footprints, and then after a while, you only see one set of footprints and you say, hey, where'd you go? Oh, no, that's when I was carrying you. Right? So the divine is always carrying us. It's we're that needing to be picked up and lifted, uplifted by the divine in some cases. So you only see the one set of footprints. So when you're tuned in to, you know you're being guided, you know you're being protected, you know that the steps that you're taking, you're not really sure what they are, but that energy that's coming in is making you sure-footed. And then you keep calling in the divine. And then that's where miracles happen, is when you're prepared in a whole new way of being and not judging the other person. Whether it's a job application or whether it's a business meeting that you're having with the same people, or they have similar characteristics to others who have been not so enjoyable to work with, or they haven't been so enjoyable to work with, and all of a sudden the divine comes in because you commit to that ending. That's a karma that you've been challenged with. Lifetime after lifetime. And then you go, okay, I see. I'm judging. All right. So now the divine has to come in and say, you got to take this karma away or get me out of this situation. As Dr. Ply says, whenever you do a mantra, it will remove you from the situation that is not going to be prosperous down the road. In that moment, and also down the road. You won't be like, oh, this is all great, or oh, this is just terrible, right? You'll be like in that space of not knowing on the human level, but then on the divine level, it's all knowing. And that's the ultimate teaching that Dr. Ply is going to be sharing in all these events and all the webcasts that are coming up as well. There's lots of different gatherings. There's one on August 15th that's coming up. It's free. It's online. And it is. There's a live global event. I'm just clicking on it. It's Manifesting in Milliseconds. And then you can click on the banner there, and you can sign up for it, and then it will give you the information on when you can be online with Dr. Ply as he's going to give us the science of thought manifestation. We have so many thoughts, and we usually act on thoughts that are limiting or take us down the same path as we've always known, and that becomes limiting. Because we already know the results. Chances are, same thing is going to be produced. And we don't take that risk to get off that path and then get into thoughts of manifestation that are going to be more fulfilling, more rewarding. And it is miraculous. You know, it's miraculous for us to even get on that path of the ability to think in an instant. Not just randomly, intuitively, gut feeling, but the science of it. So if I have this thought, this will manifest. If I have this thought, then this situation will manifest. So that's a global event that's happening on August 15th. You can go on to Ply Center. It says free live global meditation event. Go to it. Because the more people, and then because it's free, invite your family members or your friends to go. And they don't have to know anything about it. They can say, you know, I'm meditating. Try this out. This is how I met Dr. Ply. And I come from this background or whatever, and I got something out of it. And since then, it's been a guiding force. The teachings have been a guiding force in my life. And I'd like, you know, to see what your comments are about or your experiences about it. Some people might say it's not for me. Well, then that's fine. Then you know you don't have to worry about them ever. They're fine. Their karma is good. You know, there's lots of different things that people can get from it. And maybe it won't be revealed in that webcast or that seminar or that meeting, but something will open up for them. I've seen and experienced full circle in my life. Being on the path with Dr. Ply, you know, there are times where I've introduced it to people and no. And then it comes around. Like, oh my God, I wish I would have listened, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But I wasn't ready, and so what? And I say, so what? You're here now. Great. Awesome. Enjoy. Right? So I just clicked here on the Father's Day, Dattatreya Interactive Fire Lab, that I signed up for, and there's 8 hours away. So that'll be tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Day. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Is it? What did I say now? Yeah, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Sunday, June 21st, 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and then June 22nd is 6:30 a.m. IST. So wherever you are in the world, those are the timings for this live interactive Father's Day Dattatreya Fire Lab. And then again, if you can't because you're out and about with your life and doing whatever you need to do, it will be, you can watch the recording of it. And the energy will be there because your name and your birth star get entered into the Fire Lab. So some new members who are joining Ply Center or Astrovet, they have, you know, maybe they have been, I don't want to put my details, my birth details, all that. It's really, really important that you do because we have to get your proper star that matches your birth details. So not that information is not shared with anyone. It's for service, and that's needed because it's like, as Dr. Ply says, it's a scientific tool. So your birth star carries the energy of the time that you were born. And all the stars aligned and the planets aligned. And then that energy is what is going to get woken up in you. And then that intelligence, those karmas, will get revealed to you. And then you'll be acting in accordance with the good karmas, you know, versus just scrambling and you're faced with the so-called negative karmas or blocks. So when you're joining, or if you have, not logged into your account and checked to your birth star, your birth chart, sometimes we all experience it with technical glitches in the matrix on different websites. Our information, can get changed if they've changed the platform or things like that. So check again your birth details if they're correct, the timing of your birth is correct, so that the birth star is the correct star, so that when you're joining a service, it's getting done under the proper star. Now, the one reason I'm saying that right now is because a couple of people it happened to. They added a user to their account, and they wanted to do something for their father, their mother, their brother, their sister, their friend. They wanted to order a service, and then they put in the wrong AM instead of PM, or the wrong time, or the wrong day, or something like that, the wrong city. And then a different time zone came. And so they had to go in and replace the order. So if that happens to you, then you just need to send in an email to office at Pillai Center if the order has already been paid for, and make sure that they have the proper star for that person or yourself. All right? So my ultimate teachings next week, June 27th, and Mount Shasta is July 28th to August 2nd. So that's it for announcements. It's coming to the close of this call. There's still lots of people here. Are you sure you don't want to share anything, anyone? Ask a question? Just want to get out there and have brunch with your dad. Good. Or call your dad. And if you don't do that, if you're not up to that, then pray. Spend an hour in meditation as if you would be sitting at a dinner or coffee or, having some time with your father. And that's not possible, because maybe he's different city, or you don't get along, or he's gone, he's passed, and it hasn't been a great relationship, and you now want to mend it, then pray. So go into your meditation, dedicate your meditation to him and the forefathers. Who's that? Someone there? Okay. And or participate in the only services available that I can see, unless other people are seeing other things on AstroVet or Pillai Center, there's still that interactive fire lab. And I keep saying it over and over because it's so important. Get the blessings from your father, regardless of what the relationship was. You need to be at peace. And he needs to be at peace. And with that peace, then the spirit moves and the blessings come, the grace comes, and life flows with greater ease and clarity. All right, that's it. It's a wrap. Once again, thanks everyone for joining. Those of you who are going to see Dr. Pillai anytime in the next 2 or 3 months, or you're thinking about it, I hope you enjoyed Jeff's sharing today, where he wasn't for sure he was going to go, and now he's going, and it's going to be great. So, always most appreciated are your comments, whether you share them in this public forum online when we come together at live, or whether you send an email to Sundays with Sucharita@plycenter.com or Sucharita@plycenter.com. Or if you forget all that and don't know how to spell it, then just send an email to office@plycenter.com or maria@plycenter.com, and just say, I need to get in touch with Sujrita, and she'll give you the email ID. So, last call? All right. Take care, everyone. God bless. Have a beautiful Father's Day. Happy summer solstice. Have a great connection to the sun, that intelligence, moving forward. And we'll see you next week. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.